Labour Court President Justice Evangelista Kabasa yesterday ruled that Raymond Swanda's appeal against dismissal was valid, as no one should be dismissed from work on the basis of their sexual orientation. Justice Kabasa said the case against Swanda had no merit since it involved a moral issue over which there is no absolute right or wrong. Swanda was employed as a youth officer by the Minister of Youth and was fired last year after a disciplinary hearing found him guilty of misconduct. This emanated from Swanda's arrest and payment of an admission of guilt fine for a charge of allegedly performing an indecent act in a public place following a police raid at a hotel on the outskirts of Bulawayo, where he was part of a crowd that attended a Christmas party hosted by the Gays and Lesbians Association of Zimbabwe, commonly known as GALS, in 2013. Swanda was dismissed on the basis of misconduct in terms of civil service regulations for, among other things, quote, putting the name of the ministry into disrespect and disrepute on the grounds that he was engaging in gay practices. Swanda had wanted the court to rule on whether or not his admission to a charge of allegedly performing an indecent act in a public place can be equated to gay practices, and also whether or not he was engaged in gay practices. He had argued that the disciplinary authority should not have regarded his payment of an admission of guilt fine to the charge of performing an indecent act in a public place as conclusive evidence that he was involved in gay practices, adding that the authority had no basis for its findings as they were not supported by any evidence. Justice Kabasa said she would provide a complete written judgment soon. Swanda's lawyer Emmanuel Mlalazi refused to speak on tape but confirmed that his client's appeal against dismissal had been successful. Spokesperson Mujalifa Mkwele of the Sexual Rights Center told Studio 7 that his organization is pleased with the ruling.
We see that as a milestone achievement, says an organization that advocates for the protection of sexual rights, especially minority groups, that it is justice served.
Although they had argued in their heads of argument that Swanda's payment of guilt fine to conduct associated with public indecency and gay activities was enough for the government to sack him, state lawyers from the Attorney General's Civil Division agreed with the court that the dismissal was invalid. The state lawyer said they agreed with the court that the case had no merit, but had gone on to represent their client at the insistence of an unnamed departmental head who had wanted to have Swanda fired as a way of sending a message that, quote, government does not support gay activities. Lawyer Ngobani Nyati of the Abameli Human Rights Lawyers Network told Studio 7 the Constitution of Zimbabwe guarantees equality to all, prohibiting discrimination on any basis.
If you look at Section 56 of the Constitution, it provides for all the right to equality and non-discrimination. Obviously, discrimination against people because of their sexual orientation or gender identity is not justified in a democratic society.
The country's statutes outlaw same-sex marriage and sodomy, which is defined as the, quote, unlawful and intentional sexual relations between two human males. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.